مستر آنده سبجکت آف مشوره how important مشوره is that though نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was getting وحی from Allah the most knowledgeable was نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم and he had all the experience but in spite of all that Allah said make مشوره with your صحابہ رضی اللہ تعالی All this is only and only so that to teach the ummah that everything we do, we should do it with mashura. But unfortunately, we neglect this almost totally. We don't make mashura, we just do what comes in our mind. So with all the other different great benefits of mashura that we explained, another point that ulama explained here is with who should we make mashura. Whenever we have any matter to discuss, then with who should we make mashura? The first point is, it must be somebody who has got knowledge. If the person hasn't got knowledge, then how will he give us mashura? The second, very important, together with knowledge, is experience. A person who has got experience. The more experienced a person is, that will mean that a person, the more older he is, the more experience he has got, the more he has seen life. And if he has got knowledge as well, so with such a person, we should make mashura. The third is that he must be a religious and pious person. He must have deen in his life. If he hasn't got deen, if dunya is his object, he will give wrong mashura. He will give mashura according to dunya's benefit. He won't give it according to deen and akhirat's benefit. And the third point is, it must be somebody who is got our welfare at heart, who wants to see the good of us. If we make a mashura with somebody who is like against us, he will most probably give us wrong mashura. So it must be somebody who has got our welfare at heart, who has got a liking for us, who has got our welfare at heart. The fourth is that make mashura with that person at such a time when he is mentally, physically well composed, not when he is like in Parishan himself. Now some other problems have beset him. He's overwhelmed with other things. And at that time you make mashura, so he won't be able to apply himself properly and give you the correct mashura. And the fifth and last is that he himself must not have a vested interest in that in which you are making mashura about. Like for example, you want to buy a house, you want to buy a car, and he also wants to buy the same house, the same car. And don't make mashura with him, because his own desires, he will perhaps, though it's good, a good buy, but he will discourage you so that he gets it. So don't make mashura with such a person. So all these points we should also keep in mind, know them, learn them, and we should make mashura and make mashura on these points also. So we see our deen and shariat, how complete and perfect it is. Every aspect of our life it has given us guidance. But unfortunately, we don't follow the guidance which deen has given us, which is from Allah Ta'ala and from His beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And we opt to do what we feel like. And we know how bad we are, how wrong we are. Or we follow the ways of the people of dunya, who are by and large the kuffar. We follow their wrong ways in doing things. So we should follow the way of deen, and that is, yeah, this particular point, that it is mashura. Also, for example, if we make opposite of mashura today, is what we call a democracy, where everything is decided by the ballot, by the vote. Now, if we have, for example, our children in the house, and we ask them to vote, that what food must we eat? We can well imagine they will always ask for some junk food. Or we make mashura, we take the ballot, we take the vote from our workers in our business. What do you think, how much must be the work, how much must the workers be paid? We can imagine what figures they will put. So it is not by the opinion of a person and by the vote and the ballot. It is by people who have got sound understanding of the whole matter. Such people have to make a decision. So that is the Islamic Khilafat, where you have the Khilafat, the Khalifa, and then he has got his Mushir. There are people who give him advice. There you can well understand, you will come to the correct decision and conclusion. But if we go the way of democracy, then all the evil and facade which is in the world, it's only natural it should be there. But Allah give us hidayah that we can come right and we can guide the people of the world. Unfortunately, instead of us guiding them, we taking guidance from them. And we are following in their ways. And we feel they are right and their way is more superior than the way of Islam. Waliyadhu billah. May Allah guide us to righteousness, understand our deen, love our deen, and follow in the way of the teachings of our deen. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله